Your pain medicine must be wearing off, Kyle then chittered. You are more forthright than usual. My apologies. It is being around these humans. When we are in meetings, they seek to find the solution and do not allow caste or role to get in the way. True. Let me explain what I learned from Frank Kearns, and why I believe we are most fortunate that the humans are focused on the Kertherians. It would be nice if someone could get rid of those galactic assholes, sir,
Kiel said.
Yes, but you are thinking as a Yalin again. You are thinking what we might overtake if we didn't have to worry about a Kertherian clan showing up and causing us trouble.
Kael then grabbed a flaking piece of skin, popped it in his mouth, and started chewing on it.
I've had enough hints from the Queen's people. They are building an enormous space station. Please tell me it will not be a larger design of the hideous one at the moon,
Kiel asked, his voice almost pleading. Kael then chittered.
No, I did find out that the hideous station at their moon was a temporary base. It is their first space station, I understand, and eventually would have been abandoned or enhanced at some level. They are a practical before pretty type of species. Or I understand that this group is, at least.
Kael then sighed.
They are going to make sure y'all cannot attack their home world. How can they possibly achieve that?
Kiel asked.
We are in 4 solar systems. We will rally around the king. No, we will rally around the monarch. It is what we have done for generations upon generations. And now I understand how Bethany Ann intends to protect her world from y'all.
Kael then looked at the floor and then back to Kiel.
How dangerous do you believe this human, Peter, would be if there were many of them?
Very dangerous, Captain. He heals. He is unbelievably quick, and he has natural offensive weaponry. He does not have an exoskeleton, so he does not have as much armor, perhaps.
Kiel shrugged.
Not that it mattered in my case.
What if you had to fight him wearing a suit of armor?
Kael then asked.
It would be a much more even fight. The advanced speed of the armor would offset a lot of the speed advantage he displayed. The armor would take a lot of the beating. I assume he wouldn't fight me that way. I certainly wouldn't.
No. I've been introduced to another person. A female. Jean Dukes is her name.
Another?
Kiel laughed.
Females were pretty rare on the space station. Now you can't fling an arm out without hitting one. Where were they then?
Apparently, there were orders to protect them. Unlike Roylene's first assumptions, they aren't stupid. Although they may be lucky.
Is there a world of these beings down there?
Kiel asked.
Because if so, it is a world of demons, and perhaps our failure to notify the king.
His voice ground to a halt.
Do you play Kabesh, Kiel?
Kael then asked him.
The bones, sir?
Kiel asked, to Kael Venn's nod.
I have at times, yes. Every time y'all has subjugated another race, we threw the bones. This time, we came up all white. It was bound to happen sometime. One way or another, this will change y'all forever.
Our names will end up slaughtered in the history books,
Kiel said, remembering how he had thought by now he would be rich back on y'all. Kael then unhooked his legs and stood up.
I'm not so sure of that yet. I think that y'all has been subjugated already for many, many generations.
Kiel turned his head.
By who?
Kael then stopped at the door.
By the Colin, Kiel. By the prime rulers of the first caste. Remember, we are here by the king's decree to subjugate other species. This time, a species refused our offer.
Kael then took a couple of steps and stopped, looking back.
Kiel, think on this. If the human Peter turned into a Korondok, what does his queen turn into?
The door closed behind Kael then, leaving Kiel to consider his question. At first, Kiel laughed off the thought that the little human female did anything of the sort. Then he remembered her punch and rubbed his chest. Did she change shape? Could she change shape?